This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A push to ban Congress members from trading stocks is gaining momentum in the U.S. House. A House committee recently held a hearing on the issue for the first time. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse has worked on this issue for years, and he's optimistic about getting something through this Congress. The bipartisan bill he's pushing to ban lawmakers, spouses, and their dependent children from trading individual stocks now has more than 100 co-sponsors.
Put it on the floor. Let the American people see their representatives take an up or down vote on the bill. I believe if the bill that has been introduced, this consensus bill, was put on the floor for a vote, it would pass overwhelmingly.
Representatives Jason Crow, Brittany Pedersen, and Lauren Boebert are among the co-sponsors of that bill. Another Colorado congressman, Republican Representative Gabe Evans, has introduced a bill that sets up wildfire research centers. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Regional Leadership in Wildland Fire Research Act would set up at least 8 centers to research wildfires at colleges and universities across the country. Evans says we need more information about wildfires.
Just so that we can have more information and utilize emerging technologies to be able to identify those indicators and be able to knock down wildfires sooner before they become these big catastrophic events.
The legislation would also develop a career pathway for wildland fire research. The idea has already been included in a forest management bill currently making its way through the Senate. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Your utility bill might increase if state regulators agree to a new request from Xcel Energy. The utility is seeking a nearly 10% rate hike for the average residential customer. It'd be the first significant increase to customer base rates since 2022. Electricity bills are on the rise across America, but Xcel says its rates are still below the state and national average. This is CPR News.